Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Carson Horn here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those coming up in just a moment, so stay with us. We're back right after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah, the cattle eat the Safeguard and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh, looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy, drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
All right, welcome back. Strong market weakness developed through the cattle and hog markets today with triple-digit losses seen across the complex. This was coupled with widespread concern in cattle trade given the aggressive cash market pressure which developed throughout the week. Beef and pork values eroded today, allowing traders to back away from the market. This limited volume throughout the session. Meanwhile, corn prices were lower in light trade today. July corn futures about 5 cents lower. Stock markets were lower in light trade as well. The Dow Jones 24 points higher. NASDAQ up 21 points. In live cattle, strong market pressure continued to develop throughout the live cattle futures today with losses of $1 to $1.50 per hundredweight. This lack of support developed based on the weakness in cash and beef values, while traders continued to quickly and steadily back away from the market. Additional pressure could be seen throughout the market for the rest of the week as traders prepare for the upcoming cattle on feed report. Cash cattle trade, though, continues to develop in the south at $120 per hundredweight, even though overall trade remained generally light today. In feeder cattle, losses slipped from early morning lows but remained significant throughout the complex, while traders continued to focus on morning pressure and loss in the cash markets. Nearby contracts, though, held losses of near $2 per hundredweight, which could keep markets trading in a defensive pattern for the remainder of the week. In grains, corn and soybeans were a little lower as the overnight session wound down today. Wheat futures were mostly lower as they took a break from recent gains. Corn prices were lower as the July dropped to a three-week low overnight and fell under key moving averages. Soybeans hovered near unchanged as the overnight moved into the home stretch. Expected rains over the next few days should aid the Midwest crop. Wheat markets, though, were lower after the recent gains. Meanwhile, the hot weather in Europe is being watched, as is the unwanted rain in the plains. But recent gains in the U.S. wheat markets suggest some of that may have already been priced in. That's a look at all your markets. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.